Thomas, does that?
Yes, Thomas.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and I see, and obviously, Paulina, you're hinting at, you know, the main, sort of the main incentive for volunteer programmers to put in extra time is the sort of the building of their programming, the building of their program or their brand, so to speak, their particular product.
That's right.
They produce.
That's right.
And they need to see that that is, you know, I suppose if there's maybe a training that would allow a programmer to easily, you know, tailor an audio file to audio port. In other words, pulling out, as you said, fun drive stuff and that kind of thing that would be pertinent to another jurisdiction if they picked up your show. But it's mostly about cross promotion across the network. I have heard things, and looking at it, there is some. This was developed by Pacifica, Paulina. Because I had heard criticize AudioPort itself as a little bit difficult to use.
It's not super I mean, I think it's relatively user friendly. Even experienced producers that I've been working with across the network now that I do national programming have had trouble sometimes. But it's really not that complicated at all, and it's a tool that every programmer should be at least aware of, and I don't know, encouraged, incentivized, and trained in. You see, so maybe because there's no training, people run into little issues. They get frustrated.
Yeah.
They're on a deadline, right? So let's say you're on a deadline. Your show airs in, I don't know, in 5 minutes, and you need to deliver it via audio port, which is what was happening with our national show. And then, of course, you're pulling your hair out. It's like, what do I do? I mean, I'm supposed to deliver it on audio port, and it's not working because, you know, I'm not used to using it. So, yes, definitely, I guess we should probably get, I think we should invite Ursula Rudenberg, the director of the affiliate program, to this committee on a future occasion to speak to this point, because I think she would be the right person to actually ask questions of, and she would I'm sure she would be very much interested in giving us a tour to help us understand, especially those of us who are not programmers, and help us understand what kind of policy we could pass to help AudioPort be better utilized, because it's definitely underutilized. I would say I look at AudioPort every day. I think 20% of KPFJ's shows actually use AudioPort. 20, something like that. It's very low.
Only a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
I'm looking at the menu is sort of divided by finding programming, which I guess is why you use it. Then it has adding programming, in which you have to log in. So I guess
which
that's...
Exactly.
And then there's something called My Work Room. What is My Work
Room? My Work Room is for when you have an account as a programmer, that's where all of your programming is. So when I click on My Workroom, I see COVID, Race, and Democracy. Yeah? And we, all of us as programmers who do COVID, Race, and Democracy, I'm not the only one, we all have access to that. And, with a certain, login and passwords. And that's where we put in the information. And that's where you can see how many other stations have picked it up. That's where I see that COVID, Race, and Democracy has been played on a bunch of stations.
Yeah.
On a bunch of stations. It's great, not just on the five of us, sister stations. A bunch of affiliates have been playing it, and I can see the stats. I can see which ones. I can see the emails of the stations that have picked it up, that have played it. And I can be in touch with them. You see, it's an amazing tool for programmers that is very much underutilized. And once again, for us as a committee, if we come in and start telling programmers, okay, you have to do this, I don't think it's convincing. I think programmer to programmer, that's how I, got onto it, because other programmers told me, look, I use AudioPort, and you should too. Well, what do I do? Well, let me write to Otis McClay, and then Otis wrote to Ursula, and then I got an account, and I started for a couple of times. I put up the show, and then it felt too heavy. You see, it felt like a heavy lift, because I, my show, our show, Oscar Ulloa, my co-producer, and I, we would get off the air at 11:30 p.m., and then it's like, okay, now I have to sit down at the computer and first of all, I have to get the air check, meaning I have to get the version of my show that is better quality than what's in the archives, okay? It has to be air ready, and the archives are very lossy. It's not the right format. So I have to make sure that the engineer gives me I get the air check, then upload it to AudioPort, put in all the information, the title of the show, etc., and then click, okay, great, it's there. Now what? Nothing, right? I never find out whether it had any impact. Probably didn't. So I have to be part of a Google group called Pacifica Announce, where you announce your program. That's what, professionals do in the Pacifica Network, but it's such a small club. It's basically Margaret Prescott at KPFK, so now you go Hodgar. Mimi Rosenberg uses, Pacifica Announce at BAI. A couple of folks at PFW, but it's very limited. We're underusing the tool. Everybody should be sharing their programs through this among programmers, among stations, because it goes out to over 100 affiliates, and I thought it was over 200. I'm not sure, whoever can correct me, please do, but it's a lot. So that's pretty much it, and yeah, there are glitches. Yeah, sure, sometimes, but people are using it every day, but only very, very few, I'm getting emails from Brad Friedman, over their, about their show. The show is ready. It's there. It's an audio port. I'm getting emails from Margaret Prescott, like I said, over about Sojourner Truth, and a few affiliates. But people are not using. I feel like they're not using it enough. I agree with that completely. Thank you.
This is Nancy. I have to say, this needs to be put in the checklist for training. For I wish we could have our own training, virtual training sessions or online training sessions with videos for our old timer programmers to brush up, and new people who want to program. It seems like we can do this now. It'd be much easier than driving down to the station.
Yeah, that's right.
Nancy, this is Heather.
Yes, Heather.
I must apologize to everyone. I had to get up. My niece received this award for her work with immigrant mothers here in Georgia. She started a program. She was receiving an award. So I wanted to, of course, see that and hear her comments. But I just wanted to say that I appreciate. Yeah, no, she's just a sweetheart, really. Thank you, doing great work. I couldn't add really to what Polina said about the audio port. I mean, it's just great, and I agree. It would be wonderful to have Ursula on one of the meetings, actually, to, you know, to explain this and answer more questions or whatever. So, and actually, I know Felina was talking about 100 affiliates. Actually, there are 235 stations affiliated to Pacifica. So there are a lot around the country. And the other thing I wanted, so I will talk with Ursula if you'd like to do that. I think it'd be great to do that for the next meeting, perhaps, or Nancy, you just, you know, or folks say when. The other thing is, while I was listening to my niece or listening to this program, I did a search for one of our volunteer manuals, and I found it. It's fairly extensive, but it was done in 2009, so I'm going to check to see if we have an updated one. But anyway, I will want to send this to you, or the updated one, so just as food for thought, right? So, I just wanted you to know that as well. So, and Felina, I want to thank you again for what you were saying about AudioPort. I agree that it's a wonderful resource, and we should be spreading the programs more than we do. So, thank you.
Request for information, Nancy from KPFT. Do affiliates sometimes post things on Pacifica Now? Or do affiliates post things on the AudioPort only?
A good question. I can't answer that. I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay. And Heather, are you thinking about doing video when you go out to the field and putting where would you put your video on? Would you do you have a YouTube channel? I mean, because Pacifica has a YouTube channel now, and
I do. I do as well, but it's for my program actually. But I generally do is put, it's not necessarily a video, although we do have some programs at WRT that have a video. But what I do when I post my programs on YouTube is that I just put the photo up with the background audio. But, you know, a lot of folks I know are thinking about doing more videos and stuff. So I've been exploring that too. I personally am not doing it yet, but I know other folks are. So. Some of the people at WRT.
Urge you, yes. All of us, Pacifica needs to go multimedia instead of just only radio. We need to do visual as well to stay.
I agree.
Okay. This is Paulina on that question.
Yes?
The right person to talk to about that, definitely, in the network at least, one of the most active people is Steve Zeltzer of Workweek, Briarly airing on KPFA.
Could you repeat the name?
Steve Zeltzer of Workweek. Thomas O'Rourke, you should talk to Steve Zeltzer. You, I think, would have to be with buying a lot in common. Steve does labor issues mostly, well, pretty much entirely, and he is very, very active right now in the COVID task force, also as a co-producer of ours, to make sure that a labor angle is always included in our programming, and hopefully we've been able to do that. And but Steve does video. And, you know, and so that's just one person, but there's so many. I mean, there's so many young people across the network that are, that do video, not just audio. It's a hard thing to push with us producers. It takes so much time just to, to produce good audio. It's like, oh my God, do I have to also learn to edit video now? I have learned. I can do basic. I've done basic video promos. We have a YouTube channel that I have access to, but it has like, I don't know, something like, it doesn't even have 100 subscribers. We need to make that grow. I think I've mentioned that on the committee. But the possibility is there. It's a question of who has where is the talent? It's out there. Who has the time? How do we tap it? How can who's going to do it? The ideas are abound, right? We have so many ideas. It's just how to carry them out in the few hours that there are in one day. I wish a day was longer than 24 hours. Thank you.
I have a question. Polina, could you tell the committee how to access the Pacifica YouTube channel?
Yes. I will tell it to the committee and to anybody who may be listening. It's you can go to YouTube.com, and search for the Pacifica Foundation TV. The Pacifica Foundation TV. That's the YouTube channel. And please subscribe. You know, unless you're, anti-YouTube, some people are, for whatever reason, the reasons they may have. But please subscribe and let other folks know that they should subscribe, because that's where we have in prior occasions carried national programming. We didn't do it this time for COVID, Race, and Democracy because we just don't have the capacity at the time to produce it in video. It's been suggested to us. We took that suggestion to heart, but we haven't been able to do that quite yet. Unfortunately, we were planning on it. We were being ambitious, but so far we haven't, but we will, or if there are volunteers, let's say you have a talented nephew who has nothing to do for the rest of August, convert our, some of our episodes into video, just put a picture to it, put it on YouTube, help us out. I don't have the time, but it is the Pacifica Foundation TV is what it's called. Let me double check if that actually works. I believe Pacifica. Let me know. Yes. Okay.
Great. Do we need to subscribe?
Please. The reason why we ask you to subscribe is first of all, you don't even have to get our note. I mean, if you want, subscribe and hit that bell so that you get our notifications when we go live. The reason why we need you to subscribe is that, in order for us to have have an easier time promoting the channel, we need at least 100 subscribers. The channel is very recent, right? It was created only in the last few months. It hasn't been yet properly promoted, right? People don't know about it. So once we get 100 subscribers, we can actually get a link to it. That is not like gibberish, right? What's the link? Oh yeah, it's youtube.com/GBHX whatever, right? No, it's going to be the Pacifica Foundation TV. But we need at least 100 subscribers. So everybody on this call, if you're not a subscriber yet, please do so.
You've got 88 right now.
Oh yay, we're close to 100. We're
looking at it right now.
This is ridiculous. We're Pacifica. We're in national. Look, we have folks on this call who are in Houston, who are in Atlanta, Georgia, who are in New York. We can't get 100 people to subscribe to our channel. Come on. Come on, you guys. Right?
And for those people who are concerned about signing up and giving over personal data, well, I may have already. This is Thomas from D.C. I've used YouTube for quite a while, and I have a Google account, so it hasn't asked me for any information when I hit subscribe.
Good.
But what it does is put their programming in your feed when you go to YouTube. So I'll have Jimmy Dore in the Gray Zone, and now I suppose I'll start to see Pacifica Foundation TV as well.
Mm.
So that's
right.
What it didn't ask. Any personal information when I hit subscribe.
Okay,
for
good.
People.
Yeah, that's a concern. That's a concern to many people, and I'm glad you said that. Thank you, Thomas.
But I've already got an account, so it's, that may be. In any case, it's easy enough. Yeah, interesting. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, well, if every board member, we have, what, 5 boards? Times 24. We have enough members to make one over 100. right?
I just subscribe. Okay.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah, this should be announced in a PSA on the air. I mean, I did not realize that was necessary in order to have a link, or you said to put the programs in whatever you're looking at.
No. The reason why we need at least 100 subscribers is that's the minimum that YouTube requires to give you an actual easy link, you know, as opposed to just gibberish of numbers and letters all string together, right? Like, you know, people ask, how do I subscribe? Well, go to the following link. But anyways, we just need to make it grow. Subscribing helps, like Thomas said, well, because you'll see it in your feed when you go, if you use YouTube. Now, YouTube is not the only, you know, the only medium we have, but Pacific is very much underusing social media like YouTube and others. We really need to work on that. Unfortunately, it takes time. And also, we're used to thinking of ourselves as radio, but we need to start thinking of ourselves as more than that, as content creators and period. I truly believe in that. Even though what I really enjoy is radio, the way I consume radio and the way my peers consume radio is I listen to radio on YouTube all the time, right? I mean, Thomas just mentioned The Gray Zone or Jimmy Dore. Yeah, I find my content, sometimes I won't even look, I'll just put it on and I'll listen, but it's not in my car anymore. That was where I used to listen to the actual FM. Now that when we're all COVID-ed out, I don't drive anymore much. I end up using my phone, and the Pacifica is not present enough. It should be more present. Some people are doing it, but not enough. Good content actually gets enough coverage, enough visibility, and we should be all uplifting each other. Thank you.
Okay, this is Nancy. I forgot to ask for a timekeeper, so we would not get in this position. We've got like 15 minutes left, and we have around 4 more items left. And I forgot to ask for new business, if anybody had. So if you have a new business item, let me know. Put it on the... If you can get to it.
Oh, yeah. This is Paulina.
Yes.
I would like to ask members... I believe I heard that some of us here on the committee have a hard time making the call on Sundays, even if it's 2 hours every, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. I believe Sundays might be difficult for some. I heard maybe for Ralph and for Sharon. If that's the case, can we try to agree on a different time? Or if Sundays still work for everybody, then I'll withdraw my request.
Well, it would be better if we were able to do it on a different day. And even the other gentleman that got off, he got off because he could not do it on this day.
Ralph Pointer, right?
Well, we need to hear from Ralph. What is a good day for him? Did he express to you what day might be better, Sharon?
Not to me. Let me.
No.
Okay. How, Ralph? Oh, is Ralph?
Maybe
still,
that's
Ralph
a question you
can
send out around, and then we can just meet on this day the next time, and at that time decide.
Okay.
Ralph here. Sunday
yeah.
Is good for me.
A few people that
Hello?
Are not on the call, Jackie.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Yes. Yes,
Hello,
Ralph.
Hello, Ralph here. Sunday is good for me.
Oh, it is.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, because actually, for me, weekdays are much more difficult. Good. Okay. In that case, I withdraw Certain Sharon, thank you so much that you're willing to work with Sundays. Great. For me, it's pretty much the only day that works. Yeah, so was I, but it was going to be hard for me to actually make it on a different day. So I withdraw, you know, ignore me. I think that this day sticks to what's been working.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon, what day, a different time on Sunday, would it be better later?
No, but maybe if it was on a Saturday. Could it be on a Saturday? Does that work? No. Yes, maybe. At about the same time, 1 o'clock, Saturday?
I need to ask everybody about Saturday. I'm fine with any day. Alina?
I'm okay with Saturday. Saturday would actually be sometimes easier. Saturday would be easier than Sundays, especially when it coincides with our local station board meeting. But. You know what? I don't want to rock the boat that actually is floating just fine. So if it's working so far for the ones who are on the call, anyways, let's keep it that way. I just thought to something that way. It was not working. Yeah.
I think Taron does not like Sunday. If Saturday is possible for everybody, I'm okay. I will send a poll to everybody. I don't know what that was. Mute your phone when you're not speaking. Okay, I will send a poll for Saturday and what time, if we can find a better time that everybody is okay and fine. Ralph?
Uh-huh.
Is Ralph there? Ralph, Saturday would be okay with you?
Yes, Ralph here. Sunday is still better for me.
Oh, Sunday's better for
no.
you?
Great.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to work and listen and do things, and I have my arms full of stuff. Sunday is best for me.
Great. Good to know that, Ralph. Thank you.
This is Janine from KPFA. Sundays are better for me. That's my vote.
Oh, this is Sharon?
This is Janine from KPFA. Sundays are better for me.
Sunday is better for you. Okay.
Yeah.
If we change the time, I already asked this question.
No, that wouldn't help.
That wouldn't help
changing the time.
You
no.
wouldn't, okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thomas, to the stack. We were about to go to youth. Immersion. If we're running out of time, might I suggest this be tabled till the next meeting? Both youth immersion and national programming. I don't know, but as far as new meeting times, this one is okay. I can adjust time, but maybe you should send out a poll just to reiterate, and people. We'll need to probably end up settling on their second best choice if they wish to change.
Yeah, and not a third Sunday because KPFK has their board meeting. Can we?
But at this point, we're still doing two every 2 weeks.
That's up to the committee.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we go to the next item? Is national programming?
Yes.
Does anybody have some points that was not in the minutes? Some other new points, or new idea, or
yeah. This is Paulina to the staff, please.
Paulina, go ahead.
Just very quickly on the national programming that we already have, which is not mandated. Currently, we have no nationally mandated must carry programming, but COVID Race and Democracy is producing once a week. Like I said. What we're doing is we're putting our episodes online, but also it's being carried by KPFT. WPFW picked it up every time, pretty much, at 5 p.m., so drive time. I don't know what happened. We had no agreement, but it still occurred, which is wonderful. And WBAI carried it on Wednesday at 5 a.m., and will carry it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, from now on, Mondays at 5 a.m. And then also, of course, it's carried by a bunch of affiliates, quite a few. So just talking about national programming in general, national programming is hard to implement because you have to preempt folks to put in a program from elsewhere. But what is interesting about the proposal, at least, that we've been working on as the task force, the COVID task force, is to bring in voices from across the network, make sure that affiliates participate. Our last anchor was from our Louisville affiliates, WXOX. So WXOX obviously played the show twice, maybe more. And we plan on continuing to do the same, making sure that it's not just about one station, but rather about the network as a whole, branding Pacifica as a network rather than as a specific station within Pacifica. Thanks.
Yeah, that is good to include maybe, well, we have 235 or 36? What did Heather say?
A lot of 235.
Okay. So we have a lot of choices there.
I have a question
go
for
ahead,
Paulina.
Yes. Go ahead.
About COVID task force. Are you you're doing a daily hour? Yes.
No. We're doing a weekly.
1 hour a week.
Yeah. 1 hour a week, because you know, we're all volunteers. Nobody's getting paid.
That's not my point. For now,
we're doing 1 hour a week, and that 1 hour is always available anytime to listen to on covidtaskforce.pacifica.org.
Okay, because I was going to say, if it's you know, the intro you just sort of stated should be sort of on the YouTube channel, as to, you know,
yes,
inviting people to download with maybe an index of keywords for each program that they would, you know, they would know, have an idea of what's in the program before listening, committing an hour to listening to it.
Absolutely.
In other words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course, and that's, you know,
keywords
and that's
and
what...
I see
your suggestion. So what I would like to see, and if anybody listening to me is able to facilitate that, I am willing to produce a 30-second and a 1 minute promo in audio and video for each of the weekly shows that will give you the menu, the hook, so to speak, as to why you should listen. But I would be willing to put in that work as long as stations are actually going to air it. But unfortunately, right now, only three of the five stations are airing it at all. And as far as promos go, I've had trouble getting promos played on KPFK. Well, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be complaining. It's a little bit of work, but it definitely needs to happen. You're absolutely right, Thomas. Was it Thomas who spoke?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, in AudioPort, is there a sort of a descriptor page?
But in AudioPort, of course there is. By the way, everybody, if you go in AudioPort and click on... I think by type and then specials, and then, or if you look up the series COVID Race and Democracy, every show has a descriptor. It tells you who are the key, you know, speakers you'll hear, what are the topics being covered, so you don't need to listen. What I'm thinking more now is weekly promos of the show. Hey, listen to this week's COVID Race and Democracy, but that we would. I mean, this is the work of the producer. This work needs to get paid. I mean, it's a lot of work. It does need to happen. We can make it happen. I'll put it on my list of things to do.
And probably that's what I'm going to be doing once I get off this call. making a promo for the show that is about to be delivered to audio for on Monday morning. We deliver the show every Monday at 10.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I have a question, Nancy, for KPFT. Does that mean that on your show, on the COVID show, that you're going to tell listeners where they can find AudioCord and be able to find easier links to other Pacifica shows, or you're going to, is that what you're saying? You're going to include it in the show at the end or at the
end? No,
the end of her show. She says,
this is Pauline, if I may answer. No, I was answering the question of how to promote the show throughout the network ahead of time on the air. So have a spot, right? Have a card, like, air basically a promo, right? Every show should have a promo. And we have a generic promo saying, we used to back when the show was a mandated show on all the network, right? We had a commercial, right? A promo. Listen to COVID Race and Democracy. But here's the thing, because it's not played throughout the network reliably, except at KPFT, which actually does air it reliably at 2 p.m. Central Time, which means that we need to make a specific promo for KPFT. That's what we were talking about, those details. But you know what? I think we're wasting people's time. This committee doesn't need to know production details. I'm getting into too much production details. We'll figure it out. Thank you.
Yes, I would like to hear that promo because people thought,
it's not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they didn't hear it every day, so they thought, it went away.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to update it and make sure it actually airs at KPFT, especially because KPFT does air the show. So you guys need that promo, especially in the morning, to let people know that in the afternoon it's coming on.
Okay. We have not made any motions. I don't know if we're ready to or we feel confident to, but I would like to put just in the back burner maybe the programming committee, Pacifica Programming Committee, recommends to the PMB to recommend to the ED to ask the PDs and the GMs maybe a survey of questions. But number one would be maybe we can just do one question only. Why are they playing this show, COVID Race and Democracy, or other, I guess that one, and then ask if yes or if no, why, and their feedback in written form. So we have something in written form, and it can be shared with the National Programming Committee and the PNB. So we have something to put them down for. I mean, and that can be used in their evaluation when it comes LSD time to evaluate their PDs and their GMs. I think we need to have some kind of conversation. And if not, in written form is the best. You got that's evident.
Let me just clarify something. Paulina, may I speak?
Yes.
Madam Chair? Okay.
Go ahead.
So right now, COVID Race and Democracy is not a nationally mandated show.
Yes, yes.
its run has ended officially. It hasn't been renewed. So it's not like if somebody is not picking it up, they can be blamed for not doing so. It's up to the station. But in any case, I think it's very useful, your suggestion of having something in writing about how they felt about the show, how it went for them, whether it worked out, so on and so forth. Yes, definitely. I don't know if our time might be running out for the meeting.
Yes, we have about 1 minute.
So, yeah, maybe next time, because we're not doing production. We're doing...
Okay, yeah. But this is an age-old...
Yeah,
this is an age-old problem, you know, about national programming, and it's ignored. So there should be a reason why, you know, they should be pinned down as why. Okay, we have gotten
I agree.
To the yeah. Of go ahead.
Yeah, I think, maybe we can take it up next week.
Yes, I think we better stop and where we are and decide on the next meeting. And then by that time we have, and maybe we do a little check on expression or our opinions or assessment in after a week, so we can decide what is
point of information, Nancy.
Yes.
Was your statement about making a motion referring to item 4.6, communication improvements?
No, we haven't even gotten there yet.
We haven't gotten there. So use immersion of 4.4 has been tabled?
No, I accidentally skipped it. I didn't look at my notes very well.
Well, I would move we table it till next meeting.
Well, what we did not do, I would suggest that we call a continuation meeting, at least for these items, and start off where we left off. And then we can add other things afterwards if we have time, and I'm sure we'll have time. So we need to look at the Pacifica calendar and pick a next date. We have to stay away from the 3rd. Where are we, on the 9th? Okay. The 23rd is a national holiday. It's open. That's Sunday for the next meeting. That'll be in 2 weeks. Or we do in 1 week. It'll be. How does the committee feel? Like working in doing in 2 weeks again on the 23rd? Or you want to go early?
This is Paulina. Is the 23rd the 3rd Sunday of the month? In that case, it would coincide with. No, it's not the 3rd.
It's the 4th. Sunday.
Fourth. Okay.
Fourth.
And then if that would work for me.
Sunday is Labor Day. No, it's not.
Because
Labor
okay,
Day is the first month.
And by the way, KPFK people, there's no KPFK board meeting listed on a Sunday. Are y'all? Anyway, that's not our business. But anyway,
well,
they might.
Yeah.
They might have forgotten.
Yeah.
Okay. How about 23rd? Go ahead. Anybody?
Sure.
Is it all right?
It's fine for me.
Okay. 23rd Sunday, same time, same place. We will meet at that time. So we've come to 3:05. Time to say goodbye. But let's
yes,
keep working
thank you.
For this. Thank
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Duran's,
Duran's little baby. congratulations and special Pacific baby in our midst. Thank you.
If I may, you hey, this is Oscar KPSK. Just a reminder. I sent on the last notification for the agenda kind of an outline of one of my proposals, just in case
you did.
You there, just to, Start adding and stop. So thank you.
When did you send
Oscar?
Yeah, about a half an hour ago or something like that.
Oh, really?
Okay. I haven't. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, just for future meeting, I start working on that just as an outline and for of course for people to comment and get ideas on the proposal. Thank you so much. And have an excellent day.
I see 1:44, so East Coast 2:44, Oscar's email, and Pacific time would be 11:44. All right, so do I have shall we adjourn?
Yeah.
I shall move.
Okay.
Nancy, everyone.
Yes, Sharon.
This is Heather, I'm sorry. I just want to make a quick announcement. I'm going to send this out to the group. This is not necessarily about general programming, but there is, I just want you all to know, I don't know how familiar some of you are, about Jamil El-Amin, the former A$AP Brown. He was accused of killing an Atlanta cop. He's been in jail in Arizona since for 20 years now. But the person who actually did the killing, we already knew this, is now on video admitting to the killing. So what we're trying to do in Georgia is to have a new trial for him. I just wanted to mention that. So I might send out some information to you all about that.
Thanks
There's
for that.
Yes, a request by attorney.
Lieutenant, we have.
Sorry?
Okay. Lieutenant, thank you so much.
Have you all put that information on the internet?
Bye-bye. Heather,
yes,
I want to see that on A$AP Brown. Yes.
I will send it to you. The other thing I want, because I don't want to keep people, the other thing I want to mention is that just a few years ago, there was a new, well, actually, it was recent, less than a few years ago, a film about Malcolm X, about when he came to the South, he spoke in Selma and so forth. It's wonderful. So Thomas Muhammad is the one who directed this. He's in Texas, and he would be a good person to interview. But I'm going to send out something. I'm going to send out the link to the video, and I'm also going to give you Thomas's contact information. But we're also developing a list of people around the country who can be interviewed about Jamil El-Amin. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Can it be posted? Or you want
yes,
to hold
it absolutely
on to
can
it?
Be. Absolutely. We're having a press conference here in Atlanta on Monday about the demand for a new trial. There's already been a request submitted to the district attorney. So, you know, it's in process. We're trying it. We're hoping it'll work.
I'd like to have that on the next national show. So we'll talk.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Kalina.
Sure.
So you all know, Ed Brown, who was Jamil's brother, you know, the former H.R. Brown's brother, Ed Brown, used to serve on our WRFG board. He was a very dear friend of mine. He passed a few years ago with the order that, Heather, you have to do what you can for my brother. That's what he said. So... we're doing the best we can, and I'm hoping this works. We just have to have a new trial.
Yeah. Heather, if you can produce maybe 7 minutes for next Monday, we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Don't want to keep everybody.
Great.
But
thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.
A good note.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm signing out in New York at 3:09.
Thank you, 309.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.